This official Notre Dame Athletics podcast is presented by Nissan, a proud partner of the Fighting Irish. To subscribe to other great Notre Dame audio content, including press conferences, radio shows, and the official Notre Dame football postgame show, please visit und.com/podcasts or search your favorite podcast directory for Notre Dame Athletics.
You are listening to the Notre Dame Women's Soccer Podcast. This program is a joint production of the Notre Dame Women's Soccer Program and Fighting Irish Media. Irish fans, welcome back to the Notre Dame Women's Soccer Podcast. I'm Joanne Norell, Assistant Director of Athletics Communications for Women's Soccer, joined by Head Coach Teresa Romanolo.
Hello.
Coach, here we are, three games in the ACC season. One of the more quiet storylines around your team is the fact that you are unbeaten here in the last eight games, and it's actually the longest streak going on in the conference right now. How's the team feeling right now? What does that tell you about where your team is?
You know, it's funny because that's something I don't really pay attention to. So I think it's obviously a great stat. But for us, we're focused on kind of that next game, you know, that next practice, whatever that next day brings for us, you know, and continuing to improve upon ourselves. So, you know, I think that's a great it's a great stat, you know, that's reflecting, you know, I think the great things that we're doing every day, and we focus on, you know, little things that are going to make a difference down the stretch.
Another thing that you've kind of had to deal with over the last stretch of a month or so, you've been on the road a lot. There was a trip to California where you tied Santa Clara, and you gave Stanford, who's now number one, its only tie of the season, and that's actually their only non-win result of the season. So, and then you were on the road there with Syracuse and NC State. So how does that affect a team, and, you know, how have you seen your players adapt to those conditions?
I mean, I think it's important to be able to have success at home and on the road. You know, I think you have to be able to perform when you're not in the comfort of sleeping in your own beds, your stadium, your fans. And so I think so far this season, I think, you know, we've played well on the road, and I think that's a great tribute to us just stepping on the field and competing. So I think I'm happy with what we're doing. Again, we're just trying to get better at all the little things that are going to make a difference, you know, as we head out the rest of the season.
Over the past couple of years, you guys have pretty much been lights out at home. I think you're 21-1 in the last 22 home games, going back to 2014. But being able to have that success on the road, is that indicative of anything, of maybe preparation or, you know, future success when you get into postseason?
Yeah, I think, you know, every team is so different. I think, you know, a couple of years ago, I remember we were, like, undefeated away, right? And so we were trying to figure out, did we have a great rhythm or a routine that we were doing on the road, and trying to replicate that at home. So I think you just never know with every given team where they're going to perform. And so far, this group's performing well at home as well as on the road. So I think, you know, when you go on the road, sometimes there's less distractions, right? Because you're in a hotel. It's not going to be loud because of any other sports on campus. You know, it's just you and a roommate, and you're stuck in a hotel, you know, so it's a lot of team bonding and study time and nap time, which can actually be really good in terms of recovery and preparation for a game. So, you know, I don't know what the secret recipe is. Yeah, you know, again, I think every team is different, and I think this team has responded really well to all environments.
Have you seen some of that this season with them, you know, bonding more, or maybe just being more ready for games, having that kind of isolation feel on the road?
No. I think this team just enjoys each other wherever they are, is what I would say. So I think, you know, when they're at home, you know, they might do some activities, you know, at the seniors' house for team bonding. If they're on the road, they're just around each other more because of team meals, and you know, they'll be studying together down in the team room. So, you know, this team enjoys being together, so they're gonna be hanging out whether we're on the road or we're at home.
Switching gears a little bit, it seems like every week I want to talk about your defense, but every week they kind of give us more things to talk about. After that NC State game, their SAD actually emailed me and just wanted to talk about how great your defense was. He said it was no joke. And you are ranking top 10 nationally in saves percentage, goals against average, and shutout percentage. What does it take to perform this way as a defense?
I think it's a commitment from everyone on the field. It's a couple of things. I think it's taking care of the ball when we have it, so that we spend more time on the ball than we do defending. And then I think when we do lose the ball as a team, we work really hard to win it back right away. And so I think our forwards are really our first line of defense. And I think they do a great job of keeping the ball on one side of the field. And then we've got, you know, a very athletic center midfield group that does a very good job of picking balls off that come in the middle of the field. And then our back four, you know, they do a fantastic job if it gets to them of winning their 1v1 battles and reading the game and just making sure that we're keeping play in front of us. So, you know, I think it's not just one person. I would say it's not just one line. I think as a group, we're doing a really good job of being organized, of pressing together. And then when we do have the ball, we're doing a good job of keeping the ball and taking care of it so we're not giving the ball away in bad areas of the field.
Switching to the other side of the field then, last time out against Pittsburgh, you pick up a 4-0 win, and it seemed like you were kind of getting more of the execution that you've probably been looking for on a more consistent basis. What does that performance kind of tell you about where your offense can go?
I think it was great. I think the floodgates finally really opened up for us, you know, and to score 4 goals in a first half is pretty awesome. And great goals at that. You know, I thought we had some really great assists and then some great finishes. So I think we've been really close in a lot of our games, and you know, we've gotten that one goal, or we've, you know, tied 0-0 or whatever it is. You know, we haven't necessarily scored a ton of goals to separate. And I think it was nice for this group to be able to have that type of cushion at halftime. And it gave us an opportunity then to make some changes, and it gives some other people an opportunity to play and give them that look, because we've got a really talented group and we want to make sure that we're continuing to look at everybody. And that game really gave us that ability to try some different things and give other people those opportunities to show what they can do with some minutes.
In that game, you saw 7 different players get on the score sheet, whether mm-hmm. it was scoring or assisting. What does that tell you about how student-athletes can contribute on your team?
I mean, it tells us a lot. You know, we know we've got a lot of depth. We've got a lot of really talented individuals going to the goal. And we can score in a lot of different ways. So I think, you know, we're just over the midpoint, you know, part of the regular season. And I think, you know, with every group, you're learning what you can do. And I think we're seeing that there's a lot of quality from a lot of different players. And we have a lot of different looks and how we can break a team down, how we can score goals. And it's exciting to continue to watch new players step up. You know, players who maybe don't get minutes, they come in off the bench and they show us something that they can do, you know, and gives us a reason to play them. So I think we're constantly evaluating who's going to help us, and that's going to change every week, really. So I think it was a great game on Sunday against Pitt, and we saw a lot of exciting, dynamic, attacking plays, and I think we're looking to continue that.
Was there anyone that really stood out to you in terms of, hey, this is someone that I can maybe count on going forward, or maybe surprised you in the way that they have kind of stepped up and contributed?
I think a lot of people have been playing really well, to be honest. I think in this last game, you know, there's a number of players who played well. I thought Shannon Hendricks, I thought she had a great game. We've moved her around a lot. She's played up front. She's played a little bit in the midfield. And most recently, we played her at left back, and I thought she attacked really well out of that left back position. I thought Natalie Ward had a good game on the other side, our right back. I thought that she made some great passes, had a great assist, showed good composure on the ball. Taylor Clawinder, I think, has been really kind of finding nice gaps in the midfield to be able to control the play for us. Sandra Yu showed great composure. I mean, I could go on and on. I thought that Sunday was a great team effort. I thought that, you know, we were moving the ball well. We were just trusting the pass. We were moving off the ball well for each other. So there's a lot of really great things happening. So I think, you know, when the team plays well, everybody looks well, and that's something that we want to continue.
And then moving forward, looking ahead to Saturday, you're on the road again at Louisville. This is last game before coming home to play 3 in a row here at Alumni Stadium. What are you expecting from the Cardinals?
They're a good team. I think you look at their results and they've done pretty well. So I think it's going to be my first time going there. I've never played there, so I'm excited to see what their stadium is like. I've heard it's a fantastic field, so I'm excited about that. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the game. It should be, you know, a good battle like every ACC game is. And looking forward to seeing what we can do against them on Saturday night.
Is it helpful after kind of such a long road stint to just have one game in a weekend and not have to prepare for a couple different places or teams?
Yeah, I think I like how the ACC works in that way because it gives us an opportunity to really train this week and then head into that one game, right? Whereas when we have the longer weeks where we play on a Thursday and a Sunday, it's less of a training opportunity. So it's nice that the ACC breaks it up in that way that we're able to train and work on more things in certain weeks.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to seeing the Irish continue on a winning track here. Notre Dame is back in action at 7 p.m. Eastern Saturday at Louisville, and that game will be broadcast on ACC Network Extra. That concludes this episode of the Notre Dame Women's Soccer Podcast. Be sure to follow at NDSoccer on Twitter and like Notre Dame Women's Soccer on Facebook for the latest game updates and coverage as the season rolls on.
Go Irish!
You have been listening to an official Notre Dame Athletics podcast presented by Fighting Irish Media.